number one hit there from October of 1976. That, of course, is Pussycat and Mississippi. Pleased to say, joined in the studio now by two representatives from the Tendring Care Line. We've got Mark Westall, who's the commercial manager, and Claire Ellington, who's the service development manager for the Care Line. Welcome to Hospital Radio Colchester.
Hello, Andy. Thanks for having us here.
Mark, tell us a little bit about Tendring Care Line for people that might not have heard about it.
So Tendring Care Line is 27 years old. We're based in Pier Avenue in Clacton. That's where our control centre is. And basically, we offer an emergency alarm service for the residents of Tendring and those close to the Tendring border.
And you said it's been going for 26, 27 years, something like that?
Yes, 27 years. And actually, we've still got some staff that were there on day one. It's the kind of place where you love to be. People don't do it for the money, they do it for the love of the job.
And the idea behind the service is literally to give, I guess, a helping hand, a bit of comfort to people that may be slightly worried about their health or other issues.
Yeah, I mean, the service is for vulnerable people, and our tagline is there when you need us the most. So whatever the problem is, whether it can just be a reassurance call sometimes, if you need some help from us, we're there for you.
Okay. Claire, tell us a little bit more about how the actual service works. If you're somebody that needs it, how would they go about, you know, finding out about you and getting set up, if you like?
Okay. All they need to do is they can either telephone us or they can look on our website, and there's an application form on there. But if they just give us a call, we can arrange to come round and do an assessment with them. And we just look at their needs, what risks they have, what worries them, and we will put equipment in to try and minimise those risks and relieve those worries.
Right.
So the equipment consists of a base unit, which is plugged into an electric socket and a telephone line. And then we've got what we call telecare peripherals, which is all the other equipment. So smoke alarms, flood alerts, pill dispensers, bed sensors, all of that kind of equipment that we can put in. That's all wirelessly linked to the base unit.
Right.
So if one of those pieces of equipment activates, that will come through and tell us it's activated. So, for instance, if your smoke alarm goes off, it will come through to us and it will tell us it's your smoke alarm. It will tell us who you are, where you live, all your medical details, who your family is, if there's pets on the property. We will then call out to you. If you don't answer us, we will then class that as a no response, and we will call the fire brigade. And we'll then be calling your family, and we'll be letting the fire brigade know that there's obviously yourself on the property, you've got a small dog that needs to get out if it is a real fire. So it really does encompass everything about you and your life.
And highly personalised in terms of what equipment you need to make you safe and feel safer.
That's right.
Yeah. So what type of equipment? I know I didn't realise earlier that you know, you've got these wireless items. You can have it around your neck. You can have it so if you fall over, it goes. What sort of new unique devices are coming out that are part of the package, or you can have added if you want?
They're improving all their kit all of the time.
Right.
So, for instance, a pill dispenser that can be programmed so that if you're due to take your tablets at 2 o'clock and at 4 o'clock, they can all your medication can be put in there. At 2 o'clock, that'll beep for you. You pick it up, turn it over, and take your tablets out. If you don't pick it up, it'll send a call through to us, and we'll telephone you to ask you, have you missed your medication, you know, or why you've missed your medication. There's just thinking, Mark, what else is there we've got that's new coming out?
I guess the advances in the falls detectors are, that's a big area.
Right.
One of the major concerns for vulnerable people is falling, but there are different types of falling. So you can have the people that collapse from a standing position. That needs one type of detector. So there are specific detectors that will detect that kind of fall. But then there are others. So somebody might be sitting in a chair and have
and
a
fall.
They slump or yeah. slither out of the chair. That's a completely different motion. And currently, a lot of the falls detectors do one or the other, but the new stuff coming out will detect either.
Mm.
And it's really important because, actually, you could have an episode mm-hmm. either way.
So highly personalised. Is somebody at the end of the phone 24 hours a day?
Yeah, yes. we never close. So Christmas night we're there, New Year's Eve night we're there, whenever. We never have just one person in the control room either. So even overnight, there's two people there.
Got full cover.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can give you an example of another piece of equipment. It's called an extreme temperature sensor. And it's designed to pick up that if in the winter you've got a vulnerable person who's concerned about money, they don't turn their heating on, they're at risk of hypothermia and that kind of thing, it will pick up if the temperature drops really low. At the same time, it will pick up if it goes high. So we had a gentleman who had a low-level cooker with a door that opened downwards,
right,
getting his dinner out, and he fell in front of the oven. Now, the smoke alarm's not going to go off. He wasn't wearing his pendant, but the extreme temperature sensor went off, so we was able to send somebody and help him. So you can just imagine what could have happened laying in front of that open oven. You can't turn it off.
Doesn't bear thinking about.
No, yeah, it doesn't. Yeah.
But so it really can save somebody and, you know, really, really help somebody.
Yes.
I guess it's an insurance scheme. Hopefully you don't need it, but if you do, somebody there. And do you just talk to them remotely, or can you actually visit them in their houses?
We, when the call first comes through, we will talk to them. If they don't answer us, we will send a responder. Now, that could be a member of the family, it could be a neighbour, but if nobody is available, it will be one of our members of staff.
Right.
So whatever happens, you will receive a response. If something's wrong and we can't get in because we haven't got the front door key, we do fit a key safe for you so that we can gain access to the property in an emergency. But also, that key safe, we will give that number out to the fire, the police and the ambulance, so right, that if you do need help in an emergency, they can get
in
into
well.
You very quickly. They won't damage your property, so there's not all the worry of boarding the door up afterwards and so on.
I mean, a fantastic service. When you first hear about it, you've no idea how complex it is and how complete it is.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. From my point of view, I didn't know telecare even existed until I came to work for Tendring District Council. So, and there's got to be lots of people like me that don't know that it's there. There's actually care line services right across the country. So pretty much wherever you live, you will have a local care line service. It's one of those things that are kind of, we hide our light under a bushel, and this is myself and Claire's job, is to actually spread the word about how important this piece of kit can be if you're vulnerable.
Absolutely, and can really help people.
I think the hardest thing for us is that telecare in itself doesn't actually say what it does on the tin.
No.
And until you actually speak to the staff, come and have a chat with us, come and see the equipment and so on, you're not going to really understand how it works.
Yeah. Sounds great. We're going to take a break for a bit of music, and we can come back and talk about the money, because I'm assuming it costs money to run and put on. So we'll talk about that. In the meantime, here's a great song from Matt Munro, from the title sequence from The Italian Job. This, of course, is On Days Like These.
Questi giorni quando vieni il bel sole, la 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 la. On days like these when skies are blue and fields are green, I look around and think about what might have been. And then I hear sweet music float around my head as I recall the many things we left unsaid. It's on days like these that I while your eyes play games with mine. On days like these, I wonder what became of you. Maybe today you're singing songs with someone new. I'd like to think you're walking by those willow trees, remembering the love we knew on days like these. It's on days like these that I remember songs and drinking wine while your eyes play games with mine. On days like these, I wonder what became of you. Maybe today you're singing songs with someone new. Questi giorni quando vieni il bel sole, la 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 la.
Great song there from Matt Munro, and On Days Like These. And Mark, I know that's one of your personal favourites, a good choice.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. It's a proper driving song.
It is indeed, isn't it? So back to Tendring Care Line. We've heard about what it does and how it works, but what does it cost? How much does it cost to actually sign up and be part of it? And what does it cost to keep the service going?
We'd actually love to be able to offer it free of charge, but it's not a statutory service. It's something that the council does because it's the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. So the Tendring Care Line has to break even. So currently at the moment we're working in partnership with Essex County Council. So whatever, if you have an assessment, whatever equipment you need to keep you safe in your home, that's currently free of charge, and Essex County Council fund that. They're also currently funding the first 12 weeks of monitoring, and sometimes if you've just been discharged from hospital, 12 weeks is all you need. If you feel, and to be honest, most of our service users do keep the kit after the 12 weeks, then there is a monitoring charge, and it's £18.50 per month. So it works out to less than a pound a day, which is not bad for peace of mind.
And really good value for money. And the fact that the county council are paying for the equipment, I can imagine that could actually be quite expensive. Mm.
That's exactly right. There are commercial entities that also in the telecare market, and they would sell you the kit, and then there'd be an installation charge. But we do all the installation as part of the service.
And is it only available to residents in the Tendring District area, or do you have residents outside there as well?
No, we do have residents outside the Tendring area. The issue is going to be the response model. So if you're within a 45-minute drive time of us, then we can respond as well. If you're not, what we would need is a good list of local responders that we can call on your behalf.
Okay, sounds great. And you were telling me also, very proud, the fact that you've been accredited as amongst the 15 best in the country, pretty much.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're audited by the Telecare Services Association every year. And this year we've been promoted to platinum. There are only 15 of us in the country, so that's the top service you can offer. For everything we offer.
I guess that's something the whole team are really proud about.
Yeah, we're very, very proud. In fact, Claire's going to Wales to the National Conference to actually pick the award up in
When's that?
A few weeks' time.
Oh, fantastic.
That's at the end of November.
So it recognises the work, and in fact recognises that you're actually amongst the best at doing this, which is really good and really that's encouraging right. For the people attending that can take the service.
That's
right. Okay, before I let you go, I'm going to just quickly talk about one of the other initiatives that you were telling us about, which is a wristband that can be worn by anybody. Quickly tell us about that.
Okay, they are hypoallergenic, and they're waterproof. They're a little bit like the Help for Heroes.
Right,
bands.
I know, yes.
So that's what they look like. They come in pink and green, but each wristband has got its own unique ID number on it. And that ID number, it relates to a person. And it's also got our emergency telephone line number on there. So if, for instance, you were taken ill in a supermarket or you collapsed in the street, then whoever finds you can phone that number and we will say to them, can you give me the ID number on the band? As soon as they give us that ID number, we know who you are, where you live, yeah, who your contacts are. So if you're an elderly person, we'll know who your son, daughter, next door neighbour is. But if you're a child, we'll know who your mum and dad is, your auntie, your uncle. And we can make contact with them and tell them you're unwell, you've been in an accident, or you just need picking up, or you might be lost, and so on. So it really is to look after you when you're outside of the house.
Certainly, and a fantastic idea.
So, and that can work abroad as well.
Wow.
It can work anywhere in the world, because as long as they've got that telephone number and that ID number,
you've got all the details.
So that's right.
So anybody listening wants to find out more about it, where can they get more information about the whole service?
If they want to telephone us, they can call us on 01255 222 022. They can look on the Tendrin District Council website and look up Careline, or they can pop into us at Pier Avenue.
All right, well, it's a really great service. Thanks for coming in and telling us about it.
Thank
and
you.
Here's for the next 27 years.
Thank you, Andy.
There you go. That's Mark Westall and Claire Ellington from the Tendrin Care Line. If you want more information, the number's Clacton 01255 222 022. Or if you go to the Tendrin District Council website and look up Care Line, there's lots of information on there. Thanks once again.
Thank you.
Thank you.